The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow. I give them eternal life and they shall not perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
The resistance of the Jews to a Greek king
one of the flock. The lion immediately before today's passage is, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. Some of the passages of John's Gospel that we might find that the truths are my evidence. Who are the witnesses and why should we take them seriously? Tedious for us, but riveting for the Jews. Jesus is saying that he has given us enough evidence, but they have not had the formation. They have not been long to be a part of the people. So they could not believe. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. Just as sheep would not last long alone, neither will Christian. There are so many voices competing for our attention that we need others to help to hear them, help to understand and discern what is real and what is false. This place takes place in our heart. The temple and its altar were so important because this is where true worship occurred, where people form their covenant with God and their promises. At this feast, they were reminded that God cared for them, but also how much they depended on brick and stone. The temple was the great wonder of the world. By the time of John's writing, it was totally destroyed, and the Jews forced to radically redefine their religion. Jesus, however, has Jesus as their means of connection, a Jesus who offers in himself eternal life. For John, eternal life will be perfected in heaven, but begins here and now. He says previously in the Gospel, amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life. I will not, and it will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Notice, already passed. Eternal life is now for the flock of Jesus. Here and now, nothing can separate us from the love of God, because we are in the Father's hands, the Father in Jesus. Jesus, our shepherd. There's a wonderful coincidence that this gospel was read on Mother's Day, and also the last week of this year of our religious education book. The family is called the Methodist Church, the place where most of us are connected to the flock of Jesus. We know we are part of something before we know what it is, much less what it believes. If the family is strong, then the beliefs that we share will find a true place and grow and develop within the person. If not, it will challenge us. This is true of practice as well. They continue the work of the family by teaching the little family that is in Christ. Indeed, if it does not become a family, it will not succeed as a Christ. This is true formation, developing around the truth. People at Jesus' time and place knew that they needed to belong to the group, and that what and who they heard would develop from that. The question was, what group did they choose? We need to first understand that we receive our self-understanding businesses and group that sponsors the Way of the Cross, across the Brooklyn Bridge, and also an annual count in February. Many interesting talks and workshops. I went to one this year on keeping all as a apple of our hearts. So the question is a good thing. It was very interesting. The reason why I want them to come is I sometimes go to church related things and I have no idea what was said. But I have a feeling that they just walk in, they don't know what they may be answering some question, but God of all of us. What I like about this book is it's committed to our to culture in every sense of Let us pray for our needs and the needs of all God's beloved people.